Tonight in Milwaukee, Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton will meet face-to-face. It's their first matchup since Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, where Sanders thumped Clinton, winning by more than 20 percentage points. NPR's Tamara Keith is at the debate site, and she joins us with this preview. Hey, Tam.
Hey.
The Clinton folks have been pretty clear that they don't think Senator Sanders' record has been scrutinized enough. Do you expect that to be a line of attack tonight?
The Clinton campaign is clearly under pressure to stop Senator Sanders' momentum. One way they could try to do that is to draw out more of these contrasts to highlight his record. But as Secretary Clinton said on Tuesday night, she also has work to do on her own messaging, especially with young people. And she needs an answer to Senator Sanders' very clear message about the America he would create. She needs to find a way to talk about her campaign that doesn't abandon the pragmatism, but also includes a little inspiration. And so I think for her, there's a balance tonight in creating an inspirational message while maybe drawing those contrasts with Sanders. And so she could go either way with it, or she can try to strike that balance.
Part of that work that Clinton has to do became apparent in the New Hampshire exit polls, which showed that Senator Sanders won overwhelmingly among Democrats who said that being honest and trustworthy was a top priority. How do you think Sanders will try to capitalize on that tonight?
In debates, he has said he doesn't want to talk about her damned emails, but he has also very much keyed in on campaign finance reform, on money and politics, on Wall Street money, and her speaking fees that she got from firms like Goldman Sachs. And you can expect him to continue that. It's a regular part of his stump speech and what he talks about in debates, and it's been quite effective for him. You know, voters I've spoken to said that they were concerned about money in politics and in particular about the influence of Wall Street. And those were voters at both Clinton events and Sanders events.
Now, the next two states to vote are Nevada and South Carolina, which both have much bigger minority communities than we saw in Iowa or New Hampshire. We've seen Sanders and Clinton both campaigning with prominent minority celebrities and racking up endorsements from prominent figures in the African-American community. How do you expect that to translate to the debate stage tonight?
I think that you can absolutely expect to hear more about the water crisis in Flint, about criminal justice reform, maybe getting into deeper into what they would do with that, voting rights, immigration reform. Those will definitely be things that they will want to talk about. And just in terms of those endorsements, today Senator Sanders was out with a web video with Harry Belafonte endorsing him. Meanwhile, Secretary Clinton had the entire Congressional Black Caucus holding a press conference talking about why they like her.
We've talked a lot about debates on the Republican side. Have they made a dramatic difference on the Democratic side so far?
Not yet. There have been no moments that were a knockout or anything like that. Nothing as dramatic as what happened with Senator Marco Rubio in the Republican debate on Saturday night. But debates are an opportunity for candidates to be pushed and pressed to take strong positions. And it could be that something that is said in tonight's debate will wind up being a general election issue when one of these candidates emerges.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith. Thanks, Tam.
You're welcome.